Hello, hello, everyone. We are live. Yep, it is June 2nd today, 2025. Welcome to everyone jumping on in the United States and around the world. We're so happy to have you joining us tonight. Esther was just in here. She'll probably be back in here. So our team just saw her leap over my head and land on the back of the chair before we started. So that's how we started out the broadcast tonight. Hello to everybody coming on. I see people coming on from Michigan, Oklahoma, California, Northern Indiana, Maine, Kansas, Texas, Tulsa. Clay calls Tulsa, Jerusalem, by the way. Clay Clark, that's the name of Tulsa, Oklahoma. He's got a big lighted sign, actually, in his office that says Tulsa, Jerusalem. Okay, let's see where else. Many Texas is coming in. Baltimore, Pennsylvania, New Jersey. We love our neighbors in New Jersey, and New Jerseyans love a few things. One of them is leopard print. Another is something called Scrapple. If you're from New Jersey, you'll know what that is. And the third is they drive like it's the Autobahn in Germany. So we love our neighbors I was almost going to say Germany. I'm sure we have people coming on from Germany and we love them too, but we love our neighbors in New Jersey, Delaware, Kissimmee, Florida, Cape Town. Hold on. I just saw it. I think someone from Cape Town just came on here. Yep, South Africa. Welcome to our friends in South Africa. Long Island. Yes, Long Islanders. I always say they will carry their O's and vowels as long as God will allow them to. We're from the Bronx, you know, where I come from, we chop it off right at the knees, kind of, like when we say something. It's like very quick, you know, like coffee. You know, we don't drag it out. Whereas Long Islanders will drag the vowel out, and we absolutely love them for it. Let's see, Arkansas, New Mexico, Yosemite area, Los Angeles, Louisiana, Arizona, Canada. Hello to our wonderful neighbors in Canada. Many Canadas coming in, actually, quite a few. Germany. See, there is a Germany in here. Praise God. Hello to our friends that are in Europe watching us right now, as well as the Bahamas. Let's see what else here. Mississippi, South Carolina. I'm looking for a few more. Ohio, Tulsa, Jerusalem. Now people are writing Tulsa, Jerusalem in the chat. Albuquerque, Warrior, Alabama. We've been to Warrior plenty times. We've been down to Church International many times in Warrior, Alabama. And hello, hello to everybody else coming in. Sweden. Hello to our friends watching in Sweden, in British Columbia, Canada, as well in Puerto Rico, I see. England as well. Hello, Sunderland, England. Hello to our friends watching us from England as well. As well as our moderators, our Ark of Grace team. Thank you for helping us do what we do for the Lord. So I'm going to open up in prayer. We have a prophetically charged night tonight. There is something very interesting happening. There is a boiling point that is being reached, and we're going to talk about some of this, how this is being discerned, but there's a boiling point that's being reached right now, not only in America, but in the earth as well. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about what happened in Boulder, Colorado. There is more to this than meets the eye on the surface. We're going to get into that prophetically as well. We have entered the month of June, and boom, what I'm about to talk about, all of this happens right off the bat. That is not an accident. So I'm also going to give an update on Sadie at the end. So Sadie was, yesterday she was hospitalized. So Sadie was hospitalized yesterday because she didn't look well. And so our team rushed her down to the hospital. The doctors chose to admit her. Sadie is 16 years old. She's one of our oldest animals at Ark of Grace Sanctuary, as far as cats and dogs are. So she was hospitalized yesterday. Towards the end of the broadcast, I will be giving an update on her. So stay tuned for that. Thank you for your prayers and everybody who's been praying as well. We very much appreciate that right now. So we'll talk about that towards the end, but she was hospitalized yesterday. She is still in their care. An amazing team is taking care of her down in the Bedford, New York area. So we're very grateful for that. So let's open up in prayer. Then we're going to get into this boiling point that is literally erupting before our very eyes, and it's erupting in the time of June, which is no accident, by the way, that it's happening then. So let's open up in prayer and then we'll begin. Father God, in the precious name of your son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, Lord, we come before you this day. We praise you. You are Almighty God. You are high and lifted up far above every power, principality, and might. Lord, we give you all the glory, honor, and praise due your precious holy name. We just praise you, Father God. We come into your courts with praise. We enter your gates with thanksgiving in our heart, Lord. We enter your courts with praise, Father God, saying, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Father, as we come humbly but boldly to the throne of grace, Father, we ask you to forgive us of our sins, cleanse us of all unrighteousness, Lord. Forgive us of every area and way we have sinned and fallen short. We all sin and fall very, very short of the glory of God. And we just praise you, Father God, for your goodness and that your mercies are new every single day, Lord. And Father, we acknowledge you sent your son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, to the earth. And the word became flesh and dwelt among us. He was the Passover lamb, the sacrifice for our sins. He willingly died at Calvary. He purchased us by the shedding of his own blood. He was the word became flesh. He dwelt among us. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. And the word became flesh and dwelt among us. He was beaten for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And by his stripes, we are healed. And Lord, we praise you that Jesus willingly came to this earth to die. He was beaten and he was nailed to a cross at Calvary, and he died a brutal death, and that blood dripped onto the mercy seat. It purchased us. It redeemed us, Lord. It reconciled us back to you. It made an open show and spectacle of the enemy before all of creation when Jesus Christ, Yeshua, said, "It is finished." And he miraculously rose again in 3 days. He ascended back into heaven. He took his rightful victorious place at the right hand of the Father, where he rules and reigns forevermore. He is the name above all names, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, our advocate without ceasing before your throne. And we honor that before you this day. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we welcome your presence, the presence of Ruach Elohim, the Spirit of the living God, and the presence of the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit. We welcome that you into this place, Father God, that the weight of your glory would fall, that your powerful presence and might would mightily go forth tonight, Father God, and mightily move, that people would tangibly feel your presence in the name of Jesus Christ as we go forth, that the Holy Spirit, the Counselor, would go forth mightily and minister to those who are watching tonight. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, I ask you order our time. You order my words, Father God. You order our steps, Father God, as we go forth, Lord, that you would fill us in the name of Jesus Christ with your wisdom, counsel, might, power, and the reverential fear of the Lord. Go before us and our team tonight. Be our front and rear guard, Father, as we go forth in you. By the power of the blood of Jesus Christ, by the Spirit of the one true living God, may only the truth and power of Almighty God with authority now come forth, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, let nothing pass through my mouth that doesn't pass through your throne first. Father, allow me and our team, Lord, the humble privilege, Father, of being vessels of your power, Lord. And Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we ask you send your holy angels of all offices, rankings, and divisions right now to surround above and below and guard against every dimensional access point in the name of Jesus Christ, Father God, as we go forth tonight, Father God. Lord, we just praise you for the honor and privilege, Lord, of your word, that it is living, it is active, it is sharper than any two-edged sword, penetrating to the dividing line of soul and spirit, of joint and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. We praise you for the privilege of the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit, speaking to us. Give us eyes to see and ears to hear what the Holy Spirit has to say, Father God. Let us hear your voice, know your voice, and as strangers, we will not follow, Father God. Lord, we praise you, Father God, Lord, that your word says you are ever present. You will never leave us or forsake us, Lord. Take all the glory for yourself. You are the potter. We will certainly just the clay. You are the author and finisher of our faith. Every breath we take is because of you, Lord. We owe you every breath, Father God. We are the dust of the earth without your spirit breathed into us, Father God. And Lord, we just praise you, Father God, Lord, that you are El Shaddai, Father God, that you are Jehovah Nissi, that you are Jehovah Sidkenu, you are Jehovah Rapha, you are Jehovah Jireh, you are Jehovah Shalom, you are Jehovah Gibor, Father God. We just praise you for that, Lord. We give you all the glory for that, Father God, Lord, that your presence, Lord, that your presence broods over us, Father God, Lord, that your name, Father God, is a strong tower. The righteous run to it and they are safe, Lord. We give you all the glory tonight. Take it all for yourself, Father God. We humbly submit to you in the name of Jesus Christ, Yeshua. Amen and amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Okay. I felt that. All glory be to God. All right. So before we start tonight, I will at the end give an update on Sadie. I had said before prayer, she has been hospitalized. We are going to give an update on her. So towards the end, we will do that. Thank you for praying for her, everybody who is. Also, pray for Pastor Rick, iChurch International, who comes on here. He's going through a serious family situation, I'm going to say. So just pray for him. Pray for his family right now, as they deal and handle with what's going on. And just pray for healing. Pray for healing. So we ask for that as well. For him tonight. So I want to talk about the fact that we have reached or are about to reach or are right there reaching a boiling point in America and in the earth. There is literally a boiling point that has been rising and rising and rising, and we're hitting that boiling point now. And there are key things that are happening right now prophetically that is really giving insight into, first of all, what the enemy plans on attempting to do over the next couple of months or even longer, and giving insight as to what is happening with these nations that are reaching this boiling point, because the enemy is attempting, right, through strategic attacks in strategic areas that are powered by high-level altars, he is attempting to release terror. This boiling point is meant as well to attempt to release a wave of terror, right? Not only within this nation, but within strategic areas within the earth. And we have entered the month of June, which we're going to get into, interestingly enough, why the enemy did this, that they have tried to dub Pride Month. But June has other things going on in it that caused the enemy to do that back when Pride Month was first established. A lot of these events are happening and percolating, and this boiling point is being reached around that the beginning of this month. So let's get into this, prophetically speaking. If you can share this broadcast, we would very much appreciate it. We're going to get into some deep things prophetically tonight. Like and subscribe if you can. We would very much appreciate that. But you're going to see some incredible connections and keys within the Word of God that are prophetically pointing at in a profound way why some leaders are doing what they're doing. So let's begin. So what I want to do is put up the news article from Fox News to start. We got emails about this because this has been very serious news. So suspect in Boulder terror attack. Remember that word terror because it's going to keep coming up. Suspect in Boulder terror attack determined to be Egyptian, an Egyptian man in the U.S. illegally, FBI says. Boulder police and FBI respond to chaotic scene at Run for Their Lives. Isn't it interesting? The attack happened at an event that is Run for Your Lives. Think about that for a minute. Think about how the enemy works. The name of the event is called Run for Your Lives, right? Which probably wasn't the wisest name to name that event because words have power. And they literally were running for their lives when this attack happened. So what the article says is an Egyptian national who came into the country 2 years ago and overstayed his visa has been charged in the gruesome terror attack that left 8 people injured in Boulder, Colorado, Sunday authorities said. Mohammed Sabri Soleiman, age 45. That is going to come into play too. was arrested at the scene after he allegedly set his victims on fire as they peacefully rallied on behalf of Israeli hostages still being held by Hamas in Gaza. Soleiman was heard yelling Free Palestine and other anti-Israel slogans during the attack on victims, ranging in age from 52 to 88. Now, we're going to look at a few things here with this because there's more to this than meets the eye. And the timing of this. So I just wanted to look this up for a minute. Now, what's very interesting right off the bat is the Egyptian. The man is Egyptian, and I'm going to talk about that in a second. But his name is Soleiman, because the enemy always tries to do the antithesis, right? Soleiman means man of peace. And a man who has the last name that means man of peace actually instituted a terror attack on a group of people. So interestingly enough, we saw this with the embassy too, and I'll get into that in a moment, what happened in Washington, D.C. with the embassy terror attack. So May 1st, 2025, I did a broadcast. And the title of that broadcast was American Pharaoh to be Rendered Judgment. If you remember, I talked about the Kentucky Derby. I talked about the names of the horses in that derby. There happened to be a horse that was named Rendered Judgment. Offspring of American Pharaoh and offspring of Justify were in that race as well. And in that broadcast, what was said was that spirit and the one who desires to be the American Pharaoh is trying to find a way back in. However, judgment is being rendered in this time because of the American promise. However, that spirit is going to try in a profound way. So that was May 1st, 2025. The man who did this was Egyptian. This has an ancient tie back to the book of Exodus. And the battle between Pharaoh and the Jews that ensued, right? Moses comes, the book of Exodus, God commissions Moses, let my people go. 10 plagues hit Egypt. Finally, Pharaoh, after the plague of the firstborn happens, releases the Jews with their livestock, with a lot of the wealth of Egypt. And about 2 million people make an exodus out of Egypt. Now, this is a very ancient battle that you just saw play out in modern day. You had an Egyptian, right, trying to kill Jews. So this is a very ancient territorial battle that has ties all the way back to the book of Exodus. This also happens on June 1st, the first day of Pride Month. The first day of Pride Month, this happens. This bloodshed occurs in a very specific place, in a very strategic place that, like Washington, D.C., a strategic place that has to do with high-level altars. Now, it is in Boulder, Colorado that this happens, this attack. Now, Boulder, right? What is a boulder? It's a large piece of stone that can theoretically be moved if enough force is applied, but it's a large piece of stone. So this attack happens in that area in Colorado. Now, I'm going to show you something very interesting, because when the enemy picks places, he picks them strategically for different reasons. And there are things coded within that you wouldn't see it first, but when you see it, you can't unsee it. And you realize that there are layers to why he strategically picks areas the way he does, why strategically the kingdom of darkness chooses attacks that they do. These are multi-layered in the spirit and in the natural. Now, Boulder, right? The word red is in Boulder, B-O-U-L-D-E-R, okay? So the word red is in Boulder. And the first 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 letters of Colorado is color, right? Red color. Red color first day of Pride Month. Now think about this for a minute. Red color, first day of Pride Month. What is red? Blood. Blood stains an altar. Boulder is a stone. Altars, many times, especially in the Old Testament, were made of stone. They were built of stone. So when you look at the whole picture, the attack happened in a place that was stone. In the first day entering Pride Month, right? And in Boulder, Colorado, right? Red being in the word Boulder, color being in the word Colorado, red color, first day of Pride Month. Blood stains the altar. Red is blood. Blood stains the altar. Boulder is the stone. The stone is the altar. So what I'm saying is you look at it different way. And also, people writing in the chat, Colorado means red in Spanish as well. So people are writing that in the chat, so we can double check that, but that's being written in the chat as well. Now, we're going to go a little deeper with this in just a moment here, why this area was chosen. Of all the areas, why this area of Colorado? There's multiple reasons for it. But I want to read to you a word from the Lord, an excerpt from October 29th, 2024. And this is what it says. For confusion has been sent forth, says the Lord, into the states that swing back and forth. And a spirit of rage has been deployed into inner cities and Michigan and Minnesota and in Colorado. A spirit of rage has been deployed in Colorado, says the Lord. Spirits of rage deployed to hover and brood over areas waiting to activate rebellion. Rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft. That's going to come into play in a moment. Rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft. And that same spirit that caused Saul to do such will be judged in this time, says the Lord. For Saul sought a witch for power and insight. And so the same is happening, says the Lord. Around this time, they gather to take counsel. So that was October 29th, 2024. And Colorado was mentioned in this spirit of rage that has been deployed. And Colorado is mentioned also when it says the spirits of rage deployed to hover and brood over areas waiting to activate rebellion. Rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft. That area in Colorado, and especially Colorado, is known for witchcraft. So when the Lord is mentioning Colorado in this October 29, 2024 word, along with other areas, and he's talking about this spirit of rage that has been deployed, and then he talks about it in conjunction with rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft. This area, I'm going to read to you about this area, because this is why the enemy strategically chooses areas, okay, that are known for this, that he can operate in, he can operate in a way that he's not as restricted. Let's put it that way. And I'm going to read this to you. Nestled at the foothills of the Rocky Mountains, Boulder, Colorado is renowned not just for its scenic beauty and outdoor recreation, but also for its spine-tingling reputation as one of the most haunted places in America. This picturesque city, with its rich history dating back to the mid-19th century, harbors a myriad of ghostly tales and supernatural encounters that make it a magnet for paranormal enthusiasts. It makes it a magnet for spiritual activity. It makes it a magnet for witchcraft. It makes it a magnet for altars, which means when the enemy wants blood, it makes it a magnet for attacks. Because portals are open in that area, the enemy strategically chooses where he knows he can operate in a way that he's not going to be hindered. So we have to realize why these areas are strategically being chosen. We're going to go back to the Washington, D.C., what happened there in a moment. But we have to understand this is why this is happening. Now, we are going to, let me move this. Hold on. Hold on. I have to cut this and I have to bring this down here. the news article for the next one. Okay, let me just move this for a minute here. Okay, now let me go back up. Now, on top of this, on the Jewish calendar, we have entered the month of Sivan, right? Sivan is June on our calendar. On the Jewish calendar, we enter the month of Sivan. Two holidays or two celebrations happen during this month. Shavuot, which is when the Torah was given by God to the Jewish people at Mount Sinai more than 3,300 years ago. And something else happened as well, because Pentecost, and we'll get into that in a moment, happens as well. And this event of Shavuot happens after the Jews are delivered out of the captivity of Egypt. This man was Egyptian. Okay, this happens at the beginning of June, the same month that Shavuot is celebrated, where the Jews were given the law at Mount Sinai after they were delivered out of the hands of Egypt, and Egypt came after them at the Red Sea, and God defeated them. And then you have Pentecost, which also happens this month, the fire of the Holy Spirit coming to the earth, coming upon those that the 120 that were in that upper room, the Holy Spirit coming after Jesus ascends back to be at the right hand of the Father. The Ruach HaKodesh is sent with fire to the earth for the people of God. So in this same month of June, Sivan, the Jews would receive the law at Mount Sinai after deliverance from Egypt, and the fire of the Holy Spirit manifested in the upper room. So Jews receive the law after deliverance from Egypt, and the fire of the Holy Spirit comes down. And June 1st, you have an Egyptian man who set harm to the Jews by fire, because the enemy tries to strategically operate and do what is the antithesis, right, when it comes to Almighty God. So I'll say that again. In the month of June, or Sivan, where the Jews would receive the law at Mount Sinai after deliverance from Egypt, and in that same month, the fire of the Holy Spirit manifested in the upper room, June 1st, that same month, an Egyptian man by fire would harm the Jews. This is how the enemy attempts to strategically operate in order to attempt to mock God, right? Mock his people, and also operate where he knows there are high levels of darkness operating. Because in his sick little mind, he's got more freedom to operate in those areas. Now, when the enemy always attacks, there's much symbolism to it. There's a lot of symbolism when he strategically attempts to steal, kill, and destroy. That was his agenda he set for 2025. If you remember, back in December of 2024, there was a school shooting in Madison, Wisconsin, at a Christian school named Abundant Life, right? John 10:10, the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy, but I, the Lord, have come to give you life and life more abundant. That was the enemy setting his agenda for the following year, that he was going to go after the abundant life. He was going to try to steal, kill, and destroy in 2025. However, we have power and authority through Christ Jesus over that. And this is why the church has to stand up and do its job in this very, very pivotal, crucial time we are in. So when the enemy attacks, there's always a lot of symbolism to how he strategically does it. Now, to prove this, I'm going to show you both of these events, the embassy attack in Washington, D.C., which came on the cusp of June, it came at the end of May, and this attack that happened June 1st in Boulder, Colorado. The embassy attack in Washington, D.C., and the Boulder attack in Colorado both happen within the window between Passover and Pentecost, which is a 50-day window. The embassy attack, the suspect was a 30-year-old individual named Elias Rodriguez. Now, it was at 30 years old, scripturally, that Satan in the wilderness in a dry place approached Jesus Christ and attempted to get him to fall. Elias is a variant of the name Elijah, which means my God is Yahweh. This is how the enemy works. A man whose name means my God is Yahweh is used to kill a Jewish couple who actually serves Yahweh. And it's the same thing with what we see in Boulder, Colorado. Coming into the month of Sivan, where the Jews received the law at Mount Sinai after being delivered from Egypt, and where the fire of the Holy Spirit comes down, an Egyptian man, by fire, harms a group of Jewish people. Because this is how, symbolically, the enemy works when he attacks. And both these attacks have an air of it. Both the attacks at the embassy in D.C. and this attack have that air of it. It has the antithesis in it. It's got an ancient connection, right? To ancient disputes, to ancient territorial spirits, to ancient conflicts. They both have a connection to that, as well as the enemy doing something in both cases to mock what God did and the deliverance God gives. Okay, so in both cases, that happened. Now, I'm going to say this again because I think it's really important to drive this point home. In a month, the Jews would receive the law at Mount Sinai after deliverance from Egypt. And the same month, the fire of the Holy Spirit manifested in the upper room. An Egyptian man by fire would harm the Jews. That is not an accident. We're also going to get deeper into that in just a moment here. We're also going to get deeper into why it was June as well. Now, the whole reason the enemy chose June, these two attacks, the embassy one and this one in Boulder, Colorado, surround the beginning of June. And as we all know, June has been named Pride Month. And it's not only named Pride Month because of the summer solstice that is contained in June, which happens to be something very appealing to those that operate in the occult and the kingdom of darkness, but it is because this is the month the Jews received the law at Mount Sinai. And that law was meant to humble them under God's instruction. And the same month, the fire of the Holy Spirit, the Ruach HaKodesh, fell upon those in the upper room who came to be the counselor. So you have the law, right? Jews received the law. Holy Spirit is the counselor. You have in the month of Sivan, in the month of June, the law counselor. The law counselor between these two events. Now, pride, the definition of it, is arrogant or disdainful conduct or treatment or haughtiness, right? We all know that scripture. I want to actually get it up for you for a minute because I want to. Pride cometh before destruction and a haughty spirit before a big fall. I believe it's in the book of Proverbs. We all know that. We all know that scripture, or many of us do, but I want to get it up just to give you the exact chapter and verse. Yep, Proverbs 16:18. Pride cometh before destruction and a haughty spirit before a big fall. Proverbs 16:18. So pride's definition is arrogant or disdainful conduct or treatment or haughtiness. Pride is what the Jews did at Mount Sinai, building the golden calf and creating their own way to God because they were too impatient, waiting for Moses to come back with the law. Pride and the golden calf and idolatry are directly related. So if the enemy was going to raise an idol, if the enemy was going to raise a golden calf, if the enemy was going to name something Pride Month, he was going to do it in the month where the Jews at Mount Sinai not only erected the golden calf, but the month that God gave the law, the time that God gave the law, and the time that the Holy Spirit, the Ruach HaKodesh, came with fire to the earth to be the counselor. So if the enemy was going to name any month that, he was going to go after the month that has to do with the counselor and the law counselor, humbling those under the instruction of God. That's what the law at Mount Sinai was meant to do. It was meant to humble the people under the instruction of God. The Holy Spirit, the counselor, is meant to counsel us and direct us and help us humble ourselves under the instruction of Almighty God. So when the enemy wanted to choose a month to make it Pride Month, that is why he chose the month of June. Because pride, golden calf, idolatry, raise an idol, raise a golden calf in the month that God gave the law. Because the enemy, when he strategically attacks, there is always symbolism involved in it. There is a very, very serious symbolism in how he attacks, in symbolically what he chooses, where he chooses. And this is why we're seeing things the way we see it. Now, idolatry. If you separate the word idolatry, because this is what Pride Month is as well, idol, you get the word idol, a try. Give idols a try. Idolatry, if you separate the word, idol, a try. Give idol a try. The messaging within the word is no accident. It's no accident. And so this is why you see all of this clashing in a crescendo at the beginning of June, swirling around the beginning of June, because there is a rageful rebellion and terror that has been released because of what the enemy lost late last year. And so this month, altars are raised. This month, idols are raised. This month, pride is raised. And pride is at the heart of the enemy's operation. So if he's going to attempt to shed innocent blood, if he's going to attempt terror and attacks, he's going to do it in a month where idols are raised, where pride is raised, the heart of his operation, where he can strategically do it with the timing and areas that operate with high level altars, having to do with Washington, D.C. and Boulder, Colorado. Those areas were strategically picked because of the witchcraft that goes on there. That is why, because portals that open, altars that are raised, darkness that goes on. The enemy likes to operate under the cover of darkness. And so this is why we see happening what we see happening. Now, this month, June, I think going through July even, this is going to be a month of clashes that happen within the earth. Clashes that happen within America, clashes that happen with the earth that reach a boiling point and a tipping point. We are there. We are right at that feverish pitch of a boiling point that's happening right now. And coming into this month as well, coming into this month of June, the month of Sivan, you had many clashes that were happening. You had Russia and Ukraine. You had India and Pakistan. You have the clashes between the administration and removing, violent, illegal immigrants and gang members from this nation. You have clashes that are happening in England. You have these clashes that were all building up to a crescendo coming into this month. You had strategic attacks involving cities, involving high-level altars as well. And so this is why you're seeing all of this in a way in a cluster. You're seeing all of this clash and this boiling point coming to a head and happening in a cluster. You even had clashes within the administration. You even got clashes going on there right now. This is a clash of the titans that is happening throughout the earth, because the boiling point has been reached. Territorial spirits are fighting in the realm of the spirit over territory. They're using nations of the earth in the natural to battle it out. The enemy's doing it to try to unleash a wave of terror, not only within this nation, but within strategic areas within the earth. Now, We're going to put up another article for you. You can see what I'm talking about. Whole other part of the world here. Although it does affect America, it greatly affects America. Ukraine launches major drone attack on Russian bombers. Ukraine has carried out a large-scale drone attack against Russian military bombers in Siberia, striking more than 40 warplanes thousands of miles from its territory, a security official said early Monday. Ukrainian President Zelensky stated that 117 drones were used in the so-called Spider's Web operation by the SBU security service, striking 34% of Russia's strategic cruise missile carriers. Russia confirmed Ukrainian attacks in five regions, calling them a terrorist act. There's the word terror again, right? We're swirling around June 1st. We're entering June, and all of a sudden, the headlines, terror, terror, terror. Why? Because the enemy is raising the idols and the pride and the level in this month so he can attempt to do that. Now, Washington, D.C., they called the terror attack. Boulder, Colorado, they called the terror attack. This attack on Russian military areas is also called a terror attack. All happening around that June 1st marker, entering Pride Month. Now, I find it interesting it's 40 warplanes because biblically speaking, 40 has to do with testing and judgment. So I find that interesting. But what I found even more interesting than that is this Operation Spider's Web. Now, we're going to get a little deep here for a minute because this is biblically fascinating, what I'm going to show you. So, spider's webs are meant to be traps set to draw bugs to land on them and then get caught in the stickiness of the web. And then the spider utilizes a venom or a poison against what is caught in the web, right, to paralyze it. So let's think about why this is called Operation Spider's Web, launched during Pride Month. Okay. This attack is meant, what they just did, is meant to be a web spun to hit Putin's pride, to draw him out to a larger attack so he can be caught. This is why they're calling it spider's web, because a spider's web is meant to be attached in areas, and it's meant to be there to catch what comes at it. So this attack is meant to be a web to hit Putin's pride, to draw him out now towards the web in a larger attack so he can be caught. Now, Isaiah and Job, the books of Isaiah and Job, both talk about spiders' webs in it. And I'm going to show you how this all connects. So Isaiah 59:5 says, well, first of all, both of them, Isaiah 59:5 and Job chapter 8, verses 11 through 18, I believe both are prophetic keys to what we are about to see coming in these areas of the earth. So Isaiah 59:5 says, they hatch viper's eggs and weave the spider's web. They hatch viper's eggs and weave the spider's web. He who eats of their eggs dies. And from that which is crushed, a viper breaks out. Keep in mind in China right now, who is cozy with Russia and Iran, it's the year of the snake. So you have the viper and now you have the spider's web. You have Isaiah 59:5. Right now, halfway through the year, they hatch viper's eggs and weave the spider's web. So first it was the year of the snake. That's they hatch the viper's eggs and then they weave the spider's web. Now Operation Spider's Web has come. He who eats of their eggs dies, and from that which is crushed, a viper breaks out. So you have the viper and now you have the spider's web. From what is crushed, a viper will come forth. Think about that. From what is crushed, a viper will come forth. Now, Job chapter 8, verses 11 through 18. Can the papyrus grow up without a marsh? Can the reeds flourish without water? While it is yet green and not cut down, it withers before any other plant. So are the paths of all who forget God, and the hope of the hypocrite shall perish. Verse 14, whose confidence shall be cut off, and whose trust is a spider's web. He leans on his house, but it does not stand. He holds it fast, but it does not endure. He grows green in the sun, and his branches spread out in his garden. His roots wrap up around the rock heap. Well, isn't that interesting? The attack happened in Boulder, Colorado. His roots wrap around the rock heap and look for a place in the stones. Boulder. And if he is destroyed from his place, then it will deny him, saying, I have not seen you. Verse of Job chapter 8, verses 11 through 18, verse 13 through 15 is what I want to focus on. So are the paths of all who forget God, and the hope of the hypocrite shall perish, whose confidence shall be cut off, and whose trust is a spider's web. Whose confidence shall be cut off, and whose trust is a spider's web. Verse 15, he leans on his house, but it does not stand. He holds it fast, but it does not endure. This is what's about to happen both to Zelensky and Putin. Except the one who launched the spider's web may be the one who falls first. Because his trust is in the spider's web. His confidence shall be cut off because his trust is in a spider's web. He leans on his house, but he does not stand. He holds fast, but does not endure. The fact they named that operation Spider's Web is by no accident. But it is a prophetic indication of what is about to happen to the man that has done this. And it is also a prophetic indication of what is about to happen to Putin, because they're trying to hit him and draw him out because of his pride into the spider's web. Both shall perish. Both shall perish if they do not stop right now. The war games. If they do not stop the attacks, if they do not stop, both shall perish, except the one who put his trust in the spider's web may very well come first. Because Isaiah 59:5 and Job 8, 11 through 18, point right at what's about to happen. And the fact it was named Operation Spider's Web is the prophetic warning to all of us that Isaiah 59, 5 and Job 8, 11 through 18 is about to be activated against both Zelensky and Putin. Both of them, for what they have done. Both of them. And I'm going to read to you the word I had put out from the Lord last week. If you didn't hear that word, please go back and listen to it. A word from the Lord. It had to do with global judgment at the altar of pride. So if you could go back to listen to it, please do, because it connects to this. So in that word from May 29th, 2025, by the way, I released this word before Operation Spider's Web happened, before it was launched, before this larger scale terror attack that Ukraine did on Russia. This was before that. And this is an excerpt from that word. Humiliating moments are about to occur for these leaders, even more so than what has already been seen, says the Lord. Humiliating, capital, moments for Putin. So humiliating moments for Putin, says the Lord. For Zelensky, says the Lord. For Kim Jong, says the Lord. For that little dwarf is about to fall forward flat on his face, says the Lord. And then he goes into the leadership of England, says the Lord, your pants shall fall, you shall be caught with them down, and it shall be an embarrassment to all of Parliament, says the Lord. Macron, says the Lord, the unraveling has begun, says the Lord, the shirt of the French government shall be lifted above its head, and its nakedness, its stockpiles, its deals with nations who hate liberty, its resource guarding, its plot to launch a great persecution against its own people, to chain them to an altar of deception and barrenness, shall now be exposed. Your barrenness shall be exposed, O First Lady of France, says the Lord, in even greater measure than what has occurred, for the ceremonies done in darkness to attempt to keep cover and power. I, the Lord, am issuing judgment for those dark powers holding you up to now fall and be thrown down, says the Lord, and in a grave way your seat shall rupture, says the Lord. And then the Lord goes on in the same word and says, you shall yield to me, O Putin, says the Lord. You shall, this is all capitals, you shall yield to me, or it shall be your life, says the Lord, if you do not. For the innocent blood that was shed cries out, murder, murder, from the soil of Russia into my court, says the Lord. And that blood in this time must be atoned for, says the Lord. That trophy you keep of such, O Putin, shall be stripped from your grip, and you shall with force be thrown back, for I, the Lord, shall answer your challenges with fire, says the Lord. With hail, says the Lord. I shall shake the very ground upon which you live, O Putin, for pride is rising in the month of June. That demon is arising, and it also shall be judged with its puppets and henchmen that choose to do its bidding, says the Lord. A crash in Russia, says the Lord, that will affect the entire nation. For the oppressive cloak of lack has brooded over Russia. I, the Lord, am sending my capital people within Russia relief, says the Lord. And says the Spirit of the Lord this day, Ukraine, says the Lord, the covenants made have caused much destruction, says the Lord. Zelensky and Putin, two Sauls who are about to fall on their own sword, says the Lord. For Saul refused to yield and stop the pursuit, capitals, when he was warned multiple times to stop the pursuit of David and throwing his nation into chaos. He refused. He defied. He sought out a witch. He opened a gate of darkness to his demise, says the Lord. The same is happening here, says the Lord. I have warned, says the Lord, for the two King Sauls to stop the pursuit, says the Lord. Yet they have dug in their heels, and that pride, capital, shall now be their judge and cause them to fall, says the Lord. That was from May 29th, 2025, before Operation Spider's Web was launched. So the fact it was launched going into the month filled with pride is not an accident. The fact that Isaiah 59:5 and Job 8 deal with the consequences of such. They hatch viper's eggs and weave the spider's web. He who eats of their eggs dies. And from that which is crushed, a viper breaks out. The Lord is telling them what will happen when they do these things. Right here in Isaiah 59:5 and then Job 8 verses 14 through 15. Whose confidence shall be cut off and whose trust is a spider's web. He leans on his house, but it does not stand. He holds it fast, but it does not endure. Both these scriptures are saying the same thing. When you want to release viper's eggs, when you want to release serpents, when you want to spin spider's webs for your prey, the same happens in the end. You both fall. The same happens. You fall. And a viper will come forth out of what is crushed. That is another warning. A viper, a venomous snake, will come forth from what is crushed. Why? Because there is a spirit of rage and terror that is being released or attempting to be released strategically within this month of pride and idolatry being raised. That is when they orchestrate it together with attacks of persecution and terror to attempt to continue to power high-level altars in the kingdom of darkness. And America, if it's not careful, If the administration is not careful, they're going to get caught in the crosshairs of this. Oh, yes, they are. If they do not use wisdom here and do not inquire of the Lord what they should do about Russia and Ukraine, and they go off of intellectualism, they are going to get caught in the crosshairs. High up leaders are going to get caught in the crosshairs. That cannot happen. The same is with the strategic terror attacks. The Lord and his strategy has to be applied to destroy it at the root. Because if it is not done, there will be a catching in the crosshairs. There will be a catching in the crosshairs for members of the administration, because the enemy is playing spiritual war games with spiritual intelligence. You cannot play spiritual war games using intellectualism, because the enemy has come in at it, spiritual war games using spiritual intelligence that then accomplishes destruction, terror in the natural, persecution in the natural. And that is what has been deployed and done so strategically in the month of Pride, where idolatry is raised and they give idols a try. All of this is strategically planned. And when you understand how the enemy maps out these attacks, it gives you the spiritual intelligence you need through the authority we have through Christ Jesus to pray and to intercede that these attacks are destroyed, that they're stopped in their tracks, that they don't accomplish the fullness of what the enemy wants to accomplish. This is why we need the spiritual intelligence from God when you're dealing with the enemy going on the hunt. He's going out on the hunt. This is why the Lord had said, the hunter shall become the hunted, is going to echo again in this hour. Because the enemy has gone out on the hunt now. And he has gone out on the hunt in a month where pride is swelling in order to cause terror and persecution to power strategic high-level altars in strategic areas so he can accomplish his business in other areas within the United States of America, within Russia and Ukraine, because Zelensky already went and consulted the Witch of Endor. He's on borrowed time right now. He's on borrowed time. He already went and consulted. He already went to the occultists. You can see it all over him. And now, the enemy, this is why you saw India and Pakistan. You saw those territorial spirits rising, coming out of May into June. You see those clashes happening. This is all strategic. And the enemy is playing spiritual war games with spiritual intelligence that we have to implore the wisdom of God, and the administration has to implore the wisdom of God how to deal with this, because intellectualism will not. I'm not saying intellectualism doesn't have a place, but I'm saying when the enemy is playing these type of war games, he's playing this type of strategy, you have to use the rules of engagement in the realm of the spirit that God has given us through his word to defeat it, because that's the only thing that has authority over it. Intellectualism doesn't have authority over the enemy and high power altars and the enemy's plans. But guess what? Our authority and power through Christ Jesus, we have authority over it. That's why demons hate us so much, because they deem us as lower than them, in rank, yet we have authority over them. So this is why they hate us so much. Because though we are in their eyes deemed lower than them, right? What is man that you're mindful of him, right? That scripture verse where he's been made a little lower than the angels. So man is made lower than the spiritual beings. Yet, even though we're lower, We have authority over the kingdom of darkness through Christ Jesus. And that is why they seethe and hate us so much. This is why the enemy seeks to steal, kill, and destroy. And the church in this time, in this month, needs to rise up, use its God-given authority, use the power and authority we've been given through Christ Jesus, use the authority we've been given to trample upon serpents and scorpions against all the power of the enemy, so nothing shall by any means hurt you. Serpents, scorpions, spiders. Okay? Creepy crawly things. We have been given the authority to trample over what is venomous. Serpents and scorpions are venomous. God is saying, I have given you the authority through my son Christ Jesus to trample and destroy what is venomous and what is fatal. What is venomous, what is toxic, what is poisonous, what is fatal, I have given you the authority over. The spider's web and the viper's eggs are no match for the will of God and the judgment seat of righteousness he sits upon and the highest altar of grace that he sits upon where he judges the matters of men and nations. And before the throne of God, the cup of iniquity is sitting there of the nations. And those cups of iniquity of some of these nations and their leadership is getting to the boiling point. It is getting full and there's going to be a tipping point and it's going to be poured out. And what you see happening now is the indication of that. That's why you see it rising. That is why. And that is why we have to be sober-minded and vigilant. And we have to be vigilant in spiritual warfare, fighting it according to your faith level. Don't go beyond your faith level when fighting spiritual warfare. You fight it according to your level of faith, and you employ the God-given spiritual weapons we have been given that are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down and destruction of strongholds. We have to wake up as the church and realize that we have to fight on those legal spiritual grounds with the spiritual intelligence God has given us and realize that the enemy strategically wants to deploy the serpent's eggs and the viper's eggs, and he wants to lay them in strategic areas of this nation and strategic areas of Europe and the Middle East, and he wants to hatch them. And he wants to hatch them in this time. This is where it's going to take the believer's authority and the power we have through Christ Jesus of the church to destroy the offspring of the serpent, to destroy it, to destroy the offspring of the serpent. So keep that in mind as we go forth tonight, because I'm heating up just talking about this. I can tell you my whole body feels like it's on fire right now, but because this is a month, it might be a month of pride, but it's also a month where the fire of God is going to be released into the nations. The fire of God is going to be released into these nations. And they're going to have to deal with him because he is a consuming fire. God is a consuming fire. He is a consuming fire that demons can't handle, that principalities can't stand before, that Satan himself can't bear to be near. He is a consuming fire. And that consuming fire is what is going to hit the leaders of these nations and is going to hit those in the administration who are there for nefarious purposes. It's going to burn them right out. It's going to burn them right out because the intensity and the boiling point is raising right now. And we have to be vigilant and alert about this, especially this month into July. We have to be vigilant about this. So praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Oh, okay, let me talk about a couple more things before we end tonight. So update on Sadie. So two nights ago, I was up with Sadie half the night. And Sadie didn't look good. And I didn't want to wait for her regular vet on Monday. So our team that came in on Sunday rushed her down to the 24-hour emergency animal hospital that is outstanding in Bedford. And they admitted her immediately. And so, Sadie, we're going to ask you to pray for Sadie. She's 16 years old at Ark of Grace Sanctuary. She is right now fighting kidney failure. She is fighting. Now, praise God, her levels look better today. Her sodium returned to normal. They did not sound hopeful yesterday, but our hope is in the Lord. Our hope is not in what man says. I had to keep canceling the words in the name of Jesus Christ, the doctors were saying. But then, you know, they're doing their job, but I was just canceling them in the name of Jesus Christ. Our hope is in the Lord. And so her levels looked better today. They are rehydrating her. They can give her more fluids now that her sodium level is returned to normal. And so they are waiting for a few more tests to come back. So we have up on arcofgracesanctuary.org. We're going to put it up for you. We're going to put it up for you because the enemy's looking to take pot shots right now. You cannot show him it's working. You have to return the fire of God for what he attempts to do. So let's put up arcofgracesanctuary.org. And so we have Sadie up there as well. And so we will be giving updates. So if you go to arcofgracesanctuary.org, that is on, I believe it's on the front page. If we scroll down, let's see where it is. If we scroll down so we can show the people where, there it is. Okay. So it pops up. Okay. So it does pop up. So you can learn more about what we're doing with Sadie and what we're doing to help her at arcofgracesanctuary.org. Thank you so much for her prayers. The doctors were way more hopeful today. So all glory be to God that we were able to hospitalize her and attempt to help her. When God gave me the commission to go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature, I truly, because God put a lot of effort into making creation, we truly try to go the distance. He has commissioned us for this. We try to go the distance with paying for the medical expenses of these animals. And we truly try to go to the distance with them because we want God to do everything for us. And I just have that I have to do everything God has commissioned me for what he's put under my care. A righteous man regards the life of his beasts. That is in the book of Proverbs, by the way. So thank you. Continue to pray for Sadie. I promise we'll update you. And you could go to arcofgracesanctuary.org to learn more. Also, the Revelationary War. Lots of insight for what we see happening now, by the way. If you want to understand why what's going on now is happening, I wrote this book last year, like in April, prophetically speaking, and it touches on and talks about what we have just talked about tonight as well. So it is everywhere books are sold. It's on Amazon. It is on Barnes & Noble. It is on Charisma House's site. So thank you all. You've been a blessing who have bought it. It's getting amazing reviews. All glory be to God. So you can, if you haven't gotten a copy and you would like to, you could go on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or Charisma House, or anywhere books are sold to get your copy. Also, the gala. Our Ark of Grace gala is coming up in September. Donna Clement will be speaking. I will be speaking. The animals of Ark of Grace Sanctuary will be there for a meet and greet. We're looking very forward to this. So you can contact us by phone or email in order to reserve a spot for it. We're looking very forward to this. It's a blessing that we're able to do it again. People started asking us at the beginning of the year if we were going to do this gala again. So we're thrilled to be able to do that. And last but not least, we're going to put up Gividerm for tonight as Esther's sleeping in the background. So this is Gividerm, run by a bunch of amazing women who absolutely love the Lord. It is plant-based, all-natural skincare. It is amazing. It is incredible. I use it twice a day. My favorites are I like Uplift. I love Mother Plumper. I also like as well the eye cream And so basically, Givaderm is just food for your face. It is safe around pets as well. And so if you would like to try Givaderm, you could go to arcofgrace.org/ministry-partners and use promo code ARC10 for a 10% discount. Action item of the day as well, besides Sadie, and be a blessing to these wonderful women who love the Lord and have been a blessing to us as well. So all glory be to God. Thank you, everyone. Thank you for tuning in tonight, for joining us tonight. To God be all the glory. God bless. Keep the faith. Armor up according to Ephesians chapter 6, Psalm 91. I say it every single day. I encourage you to say it every single day. Also, we have other Psalms up there that we encourage you to go to the Word. We want you in the Word. We want you speaking the Word. We want you growing in the Word. We want you growing in your relationship with the Lord through Christ Jesus. Also, Ephesians 1 and chapter 3 as well. Those scriptures from those chapters we have up, I say every single day, sometimes multiple times a day. They're also in the book, The Believer's Authority by Pastor Kenneth Hagin. You've got to speak the Word. The Word is living and active. You have to activate it. You have to speak it. You have to take that sword and start swinging it. It is the sword of the Spirit. Also, the Lord's Prayer in Matthew 6. That was straight from heaven, that prayer that Jesus taught his disciples how to pray. And that should be in our prayer life, in our prayer walk with the Lord. So we encourage you to start speaking it and incorporating it into your daily prayer life, as well as Hebrews chapter 11 is one of the most incredible chapters on faith. And our faith needs to grow. We need to continue to grow in our levels of faith and go deeper with the Lord. So we encourage you to go read that chapter as well. Thank you to everyone. Thank you to our moderators and our Ark of Grace team for being on with us tonight. And thank you to all of you who watched us. We love you and we are so grateful for you. And we will probably be back on probably, I'm guessing, Thursday, but we will be putting out shorts, but we'll be live again on Thursday, if not sooner. We'll put out the shorts as well, and we hope to see you back on then. So thank you, everyone. Esther says bye from the chair. She's right there. And have a wonderful rest of your evening. God bless. Hello, everyone. Amanda Grace here. So as many of you know, Dr. Mark Sherwood and Dr. Michelle Sherwood of the Functional Medical Institute are mine and Chris's doctors. And so I went to Dr. Sherwood with a problem that I was seeing, not only with what I was going through, but with what other women were going through concerning their metabolism, concerning energy, concerning their hormones. And so we put our heads together, and we are very happy now to finally be able to present to you Rapha for women. Rapha means healer in Hebrew, so it is an ode to the Lord because he is our healer. He put things in the earth that help heal us. And so Rapha is a product that was created for that. It also helps by helping with a healthy metabolism and natural hormones, as well as it helps balance fatigue. It helps with weight gain, night sweats, mood swings, blood sugar issues, and more. It is all natural. And I find more and more people are going into the natural arena in order to find solutions to issues that they're going through. So if you'd like to learn more, you can go to www.arcofgrace.org/ministry-partners to learn more about Rapha today. God bless. Hey everyone, Amanda Grace here. If you are looking for advice on financial matters, if you think gold and silver might be right for you, go to bh-pm.com today. Andrew Sorcini of Beverly Hills Precious Metals, who has been on Ark of Grace many times and loves to answer our viewer questions, is here with his team to answer all of your gold and silver needs. Whether you want to buy gold and silver, whether you have questions to see if it's right for you, whether you are looking to roll over retirement accounts, go to bh-pm.com today. And Andrew and his team will be more than happy to assist you with all of your needs. If you want to support an amazing patriot and be a blessing, go to MyPillow.com today and use promo code ARK, A-R-K, to save up to 66% or more off of all MyPillow products. They have pillows, of course, but they are so much more than pillows. They have sheets, they have slippers, they have bathrobes, they even have dog beds. And a fun fact for all of you, Noble, one of our pigs at our animal sanctuary, has indeed slept on a MyPillow dog bed. So if you want to be a blessing, you can go to MyPillow.com today and use promo code ARK. Hey everybody, Amanda Grace here. Many of you have been curious and have asked about what skincare products I use. In fact, we have had many emails come in about this, so I am happy to be able to now share this with you. This is Givaderm. It is all natural. It is food for your face. Wonderful skincare line owned and operated by believers. I love that these products are nourishing. They are free of chemicals and they are safe for not only me, but also the animals. And as you know, we have many of them running around here at the Ark. So I don't have to worry if any of them were to accidentally get into them. What goes on our skin goes into our bodies. So it's important to put on our skin what nourishes and heals. Kind of like what we should put in our soul, what nourishes and heals it, which is the word. Our bodies are temples. We have to be careful what we put on them and in them. My favorite products are Uplift and the eye cream, which I have right here. However, I use their entire line. It is amazing and it is very effective. So if you'd like to learn more or contact Givaderm, go to arkofgrace.org/ministry-partners and you can use promo code ARK10 for a 10% discount.